Welcome to the Mountain Life. I'm Lynn Ware Peak.
And I'm Mary Beth Maziarz. A cleft lip or cleft palate is a condition affecting about 1 in 700 children worldwide each year. Without treatment, it can make it difficult for children to eat, speak clearly, or even breathe normally. Although corrective surgery for a cleft palate can cost under $300, millions of children around the world still lack access to this life-changing treatment.
But for 40 years, a dedicated organization called Operation Smile has been hard at work providing cleft surgical care for children. And they'll soon be presenting a host of events right here in Park City to support their mission. From April 3rd through 6th, they'll present the 14th annual Celebrity Ski and Smile Challenge at Deer Valley with Emmy-winning hosts, reality TV personalities, and Olympic gold medalists in Park City, all gathering for a weekend of skiing, community events, and fundraising.
Here to tell us more about the event and how people can get involved is Melanie Bishop, Operation Smile's Senior Program Manager of Community Engagement. Melanie, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you all so much for having me.
You're welcome. Well, maybe for those who don't know what it is, could you give us a little bit more information on what cleft palate is?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So there are two types of cleft conditions. There's the cleft lip and the cleft palate. So for our listeners, if they were to touch their lips and kind of feel along there, each of us, when we were a child developing in the womb, we had a gap there on our lips. But luckily for many of us, the gap closes and we're born nice and healthy. But for many of our children, that gap never closes. It can stay open on both sides of your lip or one side. So that's a bilateral or unilateral cleft lip. So as you can imagine, trying to drink through a straw or trying to breastfeed or something like that can be really challenging. The other side of that is the cleft palate. So if you take your tongue and you feel along the ridge on the roof of your mouth, that is your palate. So same thing. When we were all developing babies, we had a gap there and it closes. But when that gap stays open, then that creates a cleft palate, which causes a lot of additional issues with eating, drinking, and all the things as well.
Sure. And what do they know what causes these conditions in children?
That is such a great question. So we have been doing research with the LA Children's Hospital and the University of Southern California for over a decade, just trying to find out what are the causes of cleft conditions. Through early research, we have found some environmental effects can actually be a cause of it. In many countries, it's common to cook over a cook stove. So it's a bit of an open flame on a pot. So imagine you're a pregnant mother, you're responsible for the home. You might be cooking inside a poorly ventilated home, right? So breathing in that smoke, we actually found that those cook stoves can actually highly increase the chances of having a child born with a cleft condition.
That is so interesting. I was just looking up where in the world you find the condition most, in Southeast Asia, Indonesia, and that lines up exactly with what you say. So environmental, how about accessibility to, you know, good nutrition while you're pregnant and that sort of thing?
Mm-hmm. Yes, there has been some studies on that as well. And I know they're continuing to explore that. We actually have the world's largest genetic biodepository of children born with cleft lip and cleft palate in developing countries. So they're doing a lot of research and they're starting to explore some possible genetic outcomes. But yes, you know, we are finding that it is more prevalent in developing countries. For example, in the United States, it's only one in every 1,000 children, but that is still a lot. And, you know, many children still face that challenge. But in developing countries where there are lack of nutrition, that does seem to be an issue as well. And of course, it's a cycle because they, when they're born with a cleft lip and cleft palate, there's lots of issues with malnutrition as well.
Right. So Operation Smile was formed with this in mind and a way to help with the surgical care. We said in the intro it only costs about $300, but still that is a lot for people around the world. How do you How do you raise and then distribute money around the world?
That is a great question. I mean, our donors are all around the world, making it possible for us to do this. We also have events like the one coming up in Park City to help us spread awareness about our cause. The good thing about us is that we are locally led, globally supported. So we are in 38 countries worldwide. We have staff in each of these countries. One of our biggest focuses is the education and training for the doctors in those countries so that they can build sustainable healthcare infrastructures. Right now, in our most ambitious chapter, we are focusing on Operation 100 with the goal of building and supporting 100 hospitals worldwide. This is to our ultimate goal, which is that care will be within 2 hours of every single child. This is because many of our children, when we have our surgical programs, whether they're local programs supported by doctors from that country, like for example in Ghana, everybody's from there, or whether they're international programs where, doctors come from around because they just don't have those type of doctors that they need. We a lot of times find that children and their families have to travel for days. They have to walk. They might have to go into financial catastrophe to pay for a bus ticket where they go for 17 hours to get care. While we do everything that we can to provide transportation and to make it as affordable and accessible as possible, we know that by creating these hospitals, that we can bring care to those rural areas and care closer to home.
Wow. And I love that that is a very specific goal of care within 2 hours. A lot of times when there are large charitable organizations, it's such a big umbrella. It's hard to know what they're actually doing, what the actual goals are, how it might affect people on a personal level. And it really seems like this is life-changing, not only health-wise, but also psychologically. I can't imagine what it's like for kids to go through life with a physical disfigurement as well as this obstacle towards effective breathing and eating and all these things. Is that part of Operation Smiles Awareness, or is that just a side benefit?
That is a hugely important aspect of our healthcare delivery model. As you mentioned, there's cultural stigmas about cleft care. And many of these countries, they might believe that a cleft is a curse. They might believe that it's contagious if they share water with a friend, that they might catch cleft. So that these children, the things that they have to overcome in their own communities can be very, very challenging. Often I think of specific children, like I think of this one girl named Faustina. She was from Amoya, Ghana, and she was 17 years old before she was able to get the surgery. So she never went to a school. She didn't have any friends. She didn't even really have any like hopes and dreams of, being able to have, a career or, to learn and laugh like other children. But when she was 17 years old, she got the surgery and then she actually was able to become a seamstress. And I've seen like the videos and everything of her really being participatory in her community. But part of the model that we do provide, and also why building these hospitals is so important, is that these children need comprehensive health care. You guys mentioned the malnourishment. Nutrition is an aspect of that, speech pathology, orthodontic dentistry, but also something that I just sometimes think doesn't get talked about enough is the psychosocial care. So, in addition to the fact that on site, when these children are arriving to the program site, they have a play area with psychosocial care providers who make them feel comfortable and confident about medicine and about, many of these children have never been to a hospital or ever seen a doctor in their life. So there's so much fear that has to be overcome. So we make it a place of play and joy and excitement. So that's a big part of the care. And then, of course, the therapy is a possibility when we have these comprehensive care centers and hospitals to continue that support.
Wow, that's wonderful. If you're just joining us in the program this morning, we're speaking with Melanie Bishop, the Senior Program Manager of Community Engagement at Operation Smile. Operation Smile is hosting the 14th annual Celebrity Ski and Smile Challenge at Deer Valley from April 3rd to the 6th. Melanie, can you share more about this event? We're very excited for it.
Oh my goodness, I'm very excited too. This is definitely an exciting chapter in Operation Smile's history. This is our 14th year hosting this event in Park City, Utah. And I swear it just gets bigger and more exciting every year. So this is very much a star-studded event. There will be Olympic gold medalists, celebrities, the community all coming together. So we have the Operation Smile Celebrity Ski and Smile Challenge. That is from April 3rd to the 6th. And there will be a ski challenge, which is a full ski event where we will have Olympians there and we will have celebrities leading these teams and everyone will be competing to try to see who's going to get the gold medal on the slopes. And then we'll have a luncheon after that. And then that evening we'll have the Night of Smiles event. So that will be at Chef Dance Social. So everyone can now kind of come together and, you know, celebrate their victories on the slopes and get a chance to really connect a little bit more with our mission. So that's on Saturday, April 4th. And then we're going to keep the weekend going. So Monday, April 6th, open to the community, is some days of service in Salt Lake City as well. So we have Utah Builds Hope Day of Service, which is at Caleb Chapman Soundhouse. And then in the evening, if you want to keep the event going from 6 p.m., right back at Caleb Chapman Soundhouse, there will be an evening of smiles, really just to connect with the Operation Smiles mission. So everything from skiing to dining to hands-on service projects for our patients to just a night of jazz at the Soundhouse is what we are offering during the weekend.
Okay, Melanie, so to get an idea, and if people want to sign up and join, is there still the possibility to do that?
Yes, absolutely. www.operationsmile.org/ski-and-smile has all the details.
Okay, and so I'm getting a picture of these celebrities having their teams. Are we doing something kind of like at Silver Lake on the NASTAR course, or Is it a race through gates? Is that what it?
Yes. Okay. So on Saturday, April 4th, it's at Deer Valley.
Yes.
So the participants, yes, they'll team up with Olympians and celebrities for a downhill race.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, great. And then what is the connection between this organization, Utah Builds Hope, and Operation Smile?
Oh my gosh, that's a great question too. So Utah is one of those wonderful service-focused communities that has always rallied behind Operation Smile. There is a reason why we're almost at 15 years in this community. We have medical volunteer doctors from here. We have student volunteers in the schools. We have children born with cleft lip and cleft palate who've resonated with our mission here. We have women's clubs that do service projects for us. So we are very much ingrained in this community here. So not to mention Fuzz Federison and his teams of Olympians who have continued to support us after all the years and have continued to come year after year to help raise awareness for this. So it all started with the Ski and Smiles, you know, 14 years ago. But now we've realized we have all these community members that say, "That was a beautiful, wonderful event. How do we keep building hope throughout the year?" So that's when we realized we really have a statewide initiative here. We have people all across Utah who want to support Operation Smile. So that's why after the weekend fun of Ski and Smiles is over on, you know, Monday, April 6th, will be at Caleb Chapman's townhouse, which has been a supporter of Operation Smile for many years. They've been dedicating their music talent to our events nationwide. We have everyone who can come together, students, youth, community members, women's clubs, Rotary clubs, church members, corporate partners, anyone you can think of. They want to lend a hand. They want to take action. So we'll be cutting hospital gowns for our children. We'll be preparing smile bags with key items. Lots of people are participating in our Utah Builds Hope patient essentials drive, which is, you know, asking for some items that we can send in these countries where they don't have anything. So hopefully that answers your question, but we have a community here that like to engage with us in different ways. So it all ties together by, you know, just building hope in a time where, you know, a lot of things are really challenging, but there are ways that you can take action to make a difference in the world.
Wow, it is a very complex and interconnected collaboration between a lot of organizations. And of course, Fuzz Feddersen is one of our longtime community members, and he runs the Flying Ace All-Star Show. Is that what it's called, Flying Ace? Yeah. And he's a wonderful announcer. Will he be announcing it as well as skiing in it?
Yes, he helps with the ski challenge, exactly. And he helped bring teams of Olympic gold medalists like Ashley Caldwell, legends like Wayne Wong will be there. So yes, he really represents us well at this race.
Tell us more about how, if you are coming to Park City for the day or for the weekend, or if you live here, what can you do to participate in this weekend of events?
Well, of course, if you're interested in skiing with us, you can come join and join our gala evening. If you are interested and you live closer to Salt Lake City or Pleasant Grove, you know, and you want to do something more hands-on, you can bring your family for the day of service on April 6th. And you can just, you know, all you have to do is show up with your hands and, you know, just get in there elbows deep and we'll give you great things to do. We also are taking drive collections on April 6th at Caleb Chapman Soundhouse in Pleasant Grove as well. Or you can, you know, if you just want to support our patients, you did mention that it is less than $300. It's only $240 for surgery and every dollar counts. So those types of donations as well can be made at www.operationsmile.org/skiandsmile.
Yeah, I don't know that there are too many other ways that for $240 you could completely change somebody's life. That's really powerful. If you're a person who loves celebrities and gets a kick out of famous people, who are a few of the folks you might spot over the weekend that Operation Smile is hosting?
Yes, so Operation Smile's darling is absolutely Brooke Burke and her family. She is one of the biggest supporters of Operation Smile. She is so kind and wonderful, and she will be a big part of this weekend hosting as always, as will Billy Bush, who always makes this event as exciting as possible. We'll also have talent like Jesse Draper. And if you guys watch last season of Love Island as well, we have Pepe Garcia Gonzalez, which is a fun addition. And then, of course, the amazing Olympic gold medalists, Ashley Caldwell, Justin Schoenfeld, and as I mentioned too, can't forget Fuzz and Wayne Wong. So those are just some of the people that are making the Ski and Smile Challenge and, of course, the dinner at Chef Dan Social a really special day.
That's great. Well, before we wrap up, Melanie, I just wanted to ask another question. You know, a lot of times when there are these wonderful organizations that support ongoing issues throughout the world, people will ask, well, what about here in our country? And I know that you also support. We didn't really talk about the number of children in this country who are facing this. And I guess it's mostly because they are able to get medical care at a, you know, much earlier, much sooner. But can you speak to that just a little bit? I think I've, you know, probably between the three of us, we've known a couple of people in our lives, maybe a handful, maybe two handfuls, who have had a cleft lip or palate. So,
yeah. Well, one in every 1,000 children in the U.S. is born with cleft lip and cleft palate. Many of the children here don't stop at one surgery. They don't stop at 10 surgeries. Sometimes they can go up to 20 or more surgeries. So there are definitely a lot of people living with cleft lip and cleft palate here in the United States. Operation Smile, it's really important for us to connect with that community. In fact, at this very event, Willie Sikora, he is a young man who's been involved with Operation Smile for many years. We're actually honoring him with the Cato Changemaker Award, but he is a young person born with cleft who realized that he could make a difference through Operation Smile's platform. And he's raised money, participated in many ways, spoken on panels, and really spread awareness for what we do. One of the most important things that we have going on is called the Cleft Connect community. And that is a platform, a global platform with people young and old who were born with cleft that can get together and they can share and they can uplift each other. And basically, it's a community of support. So, if anyone listening to this knows someone in the United States born with cleft or is someone and wants to be involved with Operation Smile, there's so many ways to use your voice and share your story. And we're really, that's really a big part of what we do. And we invite you to join our community.
Well, we've been speaking with Melanie Bishop, the Senior Program Manager of Community Engagement for Operation Smile, about the Operation Smile's 14th annual Celebrity Ski and Smile Challenge at Deer Valley, which is taking place April 3rd through the 6th. We hope that all you listeners will take part. But if you can't, Melanie, would you just repeat the website where they can find out more information or make a direct donation one more time?
Yes, like again, we have a wonderful weekend of events. So whether you want to race, dine at Chef Dan Social, or be hands-on at a day of service in Pleasant Grove, or just want to find out what can I do next time, please visit www.operationsmile.org/skiandsmile.
Perfect. Melanie Bishop, thank you so much for being on the Mountain Life this morning with us.
All right, thank you so much. It's been really wonderful to be here.